I gave example was Parajika number, the first Parajika who took place in Rajagad. So, but there are altogether seven cities or seven places all over India where the Buddha put down the rules. Okay.
就是张元上次讲那个因缘，然后那个因缘呢，就是那直接地点，然后这张元上次上节课给举那个举大举的例子，就是那个第八大戒卡，第八大戒卡它那个直接地点是那个王舍城，然后但是它在这个藏里边呢，就是说那个因为直接地点一共有七处，然后七个城市名字，然后大家可以在那个一货图上看，三十五页第一章的。
So the cities are Vaisali, Rajagaha, Sabati, Alavi, Kosambi, Sagga, Bagga. These are the cities where all Sikapadas have been laid down. All the rules. Okay, now you are table 75, no?
Yes.
Okay. Now, regarding the person, we already explained this. The person or the persons sometimes, persons, it's called, who have been, responsible for the origination of the rule, it says here. Okay? Now, these persons differ, can be one person, can be many persons.
然后那个关于第二个就是那个人，然后张勇说这个就是第一次这些所针对人，这个可以是一个人，也可以是多个人。And
we know that almost 80% of the rules, 80% of the rules have been laid down because of Chapaka Bhikkhus, the group of 6 months.
然后我们知道就是说这个所有这些处里边大概有80%。 是因为那个六群比库，而那个之间，然后六群比库它一共有六个人，这就说那个多个人，因为佛的这个地方长老说就是说佛的直接所针对这个人可以是一个可以是多个，因为出世界的有时候是一个，你比方说第八拉斯加这种，只有一个人，但有时候是多个人，比方说六群比库。
没，我听说六群比库是六个僧团。
So he's telling that Chabagya Bhikkhu means six sanghas.
Chabakyo means there are six leaders who had under them about, each leader has about 250 pupils under him.
250 pupils?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So they actually six sanghas?
No, six leaders. Leaders six means leaders. Six monks
uh-huh.
who they formed a group, they are friends.
Uh-huh.
And they become the leaders mm-hmm. of each own group. Now each leader has its own group. Out of the six, so and most of them they had about 250 bhikkhus under them.
Uh-huh.
They were like teachers.
Okay. So if we say Chabagya, it only means the leaders. That's not
the leaders. Chabagya means, but Bhagya means the all the monks who
follow them.
Who the followers of the six leaders.
So Chabagya means
the group of the group of six.
Okay.
The followers of the group of six. That is the literal meaning.
Okay.
It is Vagga, it is a group. Vagya, it is followers of the group.
Uh-huh.
And Cha means six.
Uh-huh.
Followers of the group of six.
Uh-huh.
The bhikkhus who are followers of the group of six. That is the literal translation.
Okay.
So then, therefore now there were altogether six monks. They become leaders. Now, for example, who was this?
Asaji.
Asaji Punabasuga. They are the couple, this couple. Meteya Bumajaga. They are another school? I don't know, some.
Lohit.
Lohit. Panduka is under. Lohita Panduka. They are all together. Therefore, now they become friends, but they were leaders of 250 monks each. Okay. So, therefore, now if we compare all the monks together, it was about
1,250.
Something like that.
Okay.
So, then,
so
that is now, therefore, now it was a big group of monks, but the leaders were only six. And they will commit offenses together sometimes.
Okay.
They will conspire.
Okay.
And they will commit offense offenses. This is what's called like a collective offense court.
Oh.
Collective offenses. So therefore, if we speak about Buggala, it's not only one. Sometimes 80% of the rules which have been laid down because of this
Chabagya. But his question is actually about this word Chabagya in the context of Vinaya. Refers to the only six leaders, or even the followers also included.
You know, I'm telling you, no, it's called literal translation means Vagga is a group. Vagya is the followers of a group, and six is the group of the six of the group of six.
Okay.
Therefore, now it can include any of 1,500 monks.
Okay.
So then, therefore, they're all pupils. They have been ordained under the leaders. They were the upajayas.
Okay. So it can be any subset of this big set of the six leaders and their followers.
Yes, if they tell the Chabagya because they did like that, it can be the pupils of Meteya Bhumajaka, it can be Asaji Punapasuka, it can be any of them. It is sometimes not defined.
Okay.
But they belong to this group.
Okay.
Sometimes they collectively they are mentioned as Chabagya pupils. But separately only, if the leaders, for example, they make some mistake, so they initiate the whole process, the names of the leaders are mentioned, sometimes.
Okay. Yeah.
But that means all the followers also come along. They support the teachers.
Okay.
So they also take the opinions of them, the views.
Mm-hmm.
They ask, well, if the teachers don't like that, of you, the pupils also will follow.
Okay.
If the leaders break a rule, the pupils also break the rule. So you can tell him as well, Vagya means followers of a group, and Cha means of a group of six.
He said,
比如说那个在后面那个乌江那条街里，他直接指出那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那
whenever you lay down by the Buddha, so does that mean that all this dukkata, sikkhapada in the Mahavagapani and Theravadapani were laid down after the establishment of this the first paraspara?
No, it's not like that.
Not like that.
Formally, yeah. No, rules, actually, now, the Buddha put, before that, they put some rules of how to make the ordination, for example, how to carry ordinations. From the, after he became enlightenment, He put rules, Saranagamana, how the bhikkhu should carry on the ordination of three refuges, and how Samanera should be trained. Now, 7 years after his enlightenment, he had to, Rahula, the Samanera Rahula has to be ordained. So then that was a procedure how to ordain Samaneras, and how to ordain, how to train them in the 10 precepts. There were small rules there, but it was not a kind of fixed offenses like that. The offense had not been clearly defined.
Yes, because he's asking all the offenses something.
There were no such things. It was only after the first parajika when we have the real definition of offenses.
Okay.
Different offenses.
Different offenses.
Different parajika and dukkata and so forth. And it is, as far as I remember, it is probably 20 years after the Buddha's enlightenment.
Okay. You mean the case of Rarus Sudina?
Yeah.
Okay. 他说这样，他说跟他自己的记忆，就是那个第一巴拉西卡这个事情发生在佛陀那个成道二十年之后。 然后他说，但是这之前佛陀不是没有制定任何戒律，比如说他那个怎样剃度上曼尼拉，怎样以三皈依剃度上曼尼拉，这个佛陀在这二十年，在这个第一巴拉这条经他是讲过的，比如说，因为佛陀，你比如说他那个佛陀的儿子那个罗侯罗尊者，他是在佛陀成道7年之后就把他剃度为上品，然后佛陀在这之前就是讲了怎样剃上曼尼拉，然后怎样给释上曼尼拉受十戒，这些东西是讲的，但是。 你说的也有道理，就是说他那个在那个在这个第一巴拉西卡这个事出现之前，可能没有具体的罪名，比如说哪个戒是巴拉西卡，哪个戒是那个相当于像哪个戒是恶作，出罪这些东西是没有的，但是学术是已经有的。So
for 20 years the sangha was quite pure. So there will be many monks will become they will get magapalas and so forth. They were the first patch. Even the second patch, they call of all Buddhas, it is all these pure monks who, with little effort, they can attain Magadha. After that, of course, it comes the second patch of monks, who it become more and more complicated. The Buddha has to put down rules and regulations, more and more strict. So that is why, actually, after 20 years in the Gautama Buddhas, is what happened. So every Buddha, therefore, has this kind of
phases.
Three assemblies. They are called the first assembly, which is all monks who completely have a lot of paramis. They come as a first assembly and so forth, which the Buddhas never had any make much effort to teach them. With little effort, they will attain Magadha. And then the second assembly, which monks, they have to get more instructions and so forth, or more guidance, to develop it. And the last one is the wars, which more rules have to put down to train them.
So what is the party word for assembly?
I could not remember this. What's it called? If I come to my mind, I'll tell you, but it doesn't come.
Okay,
I'd like to remember that, but it did not come. The English is assembly.
Okay, I think you're from him.
Pali word is Sannipata. Sannipata.
Sannipata.
Sannipata.
Okay. Sannipata. Like this one?
Double N.
Double N, Sannipata.
Yeah, Sannipata, Pa is long, okay.
Okay.
So, now... So, the next number three is Vatu, the subject of the rule.
subject means, no, it is not the subject, it is what? It is a misbehavior. The misbehavior of that person, of the bugala. Okay?
然后就张家讲这个，第三个要素就是事，然后那个以后的或者翻译成故事，就是指他那个他就是指的出自世界之内这个人他具体犯了什么过。Now
in the first paradigm is six on the intercourse, okay? That is misbehavior. In the second paradigm is stealing. That paradigm is killing a human being. So and so forth. There, the what it is subject or the object of that misbehavior, ajata.
然后这个地方举例来说的话，那这个是那第一巴拉吉嘎所真的是就是性交，第二巴拉吉嘎那个第二巴拉吉嘎所是真的是就偷盗，第三巴拉吉嘎是那个往手上用。Okay,
number four it is panyapi, the original formulation of the root. So now, according to Kanka Vidyarani, we have different kinds of panyatis. It is about nine kinds of panyatis. Alright? This is panyati, anupanyati, anupanapanyati. I don't know whether you have to read the Kanka Vidyarani, if you read this explanation there. So you can have a look.
It's there actually in the Vivinya notes. Table 79.
Yeah, I'm here. It said panyati, anupanyati only.
No, this is table 75.
75?
Yes, 70.
Page?
No, I don't know.
Table?
Oh, yes, table 70.
Table 75?
Yes, yes. 79.
Under which it is padimok or positive?
You can simply roll the page, no?
I roll a lot. 79,
yes, but just now you are 75, no? Just roll a little bit, it will come.
Okay. What is it? Page 79?
No, table 79.
79, I'm 68. No?
Okay, so you have to roll down, I think.
I have to roll. 79, I have to go up?
Yes, yes. Not go
35,
up.
35, okay.
79, but not 39.
79, okay. Table
69,
72. 72, okay. 79, yes, I'm here. Ah, right, 79. Okay, 9 times of panyati. All right, you can go there. He did not bring his tablet. He did not bring the tablet.
He said his device has run out of electricity, so he's...
Better
is dead. Very powerful. So then, okay, now this is table 79. Then you can see that Mula Panyati, it is the first legislation, no? Now, in the Parajika, for example, first Parajika, the Buddha prohibited monks to have sexual intercourse. Mm-hmm. Okay, the first one. Mm-hmm. This is the first legislation. Mm-hmm. But later, one monk, he committed sexual intercourse with a monkey. Mm-hmm. Okay, then the Buddha has to reformulate the rule that to tell even with the animal parajika. Okay. So therefore now this is called anupanyati. It's called amendments. The first it is panyati, and then he has to modify it a little bit to make it more strict. That is anupanyati.
根本是个事实，然后给大家举个例子，就比较实际具体的一巴拉西嘎，我们刚刚学的一巴拉西嘎为例，他说那个人，就现在这个事实，说的是这个事实，就是说，首次制定这个事实的时候，表示说，那个任何比和他那个他没有跟人姓，但是确实那个猴子姓刘，然后就是因为这个因缘，或者在这对这个进行了补充，就是。
So sometimes the anupanyati is not to make strict rule the rule strict but to make more relaxed.
他说有的时候这个随时是并不是使那个根本时间变得比以前更加严，而是那个就是说那个使得变得更。
Example is like to sleep with someone else under the same roof. So in the beginning was even one single night monks can't sleep in the same roof with someone else or lay people. But later the Buddha relaxed it. Three nights, the maximum three nights. That is why the anupanyati is relaxed, it would make him more less strict.
然后就一个就是随时设施，根本是变得更松，更宽松的一个例子。比方说那个，居士不得与沙弥或者居士同宿，不是，比库不得与是是沙弥或者居士同宿这条线，这条线佛陀刚制定是根本是设施，乃至一夜都不允许同宿。但后来佛陀那个修改这条线，他加个随时设施，就是把这个一夜放宽到三夜。那这个三夜就是随时设施，就是随时设施，就是根本是变得更宽松的一个例子。
So now number three, you can look there. So number three it is anuppana panyati. The Buddha put down some rules without anybody committing an offense. That is the like the Garudamas for the nuns. The nuns did not commit an offense, but the Buddha put down rules for them to follow for the future.
然后就是，然后讲就是个这个不随犯时的第三种，就是还没有人犯这个犯这方面的过失，佛陀就已经提前制定了这个戒。比举个例子，就是那个比库尼的八经法，就是当时佛陀这八经法是并没有任何尼众犯这个八经法，但是佛陀为了预防未来甚至这种过失，他们制定了这个戒律。
So then we have another Sabbata Panyati. He put it different. They put it different order. Sabbata Panyati is Sabbata. Okay. That the rules which apply in every part of the world. Any part of the world. So then wherever the monks are, they have to follow this rule. Like for example the Kalabhojana. Vikalabhojana, whether you are in any part of the world, you have to follow that. That rule applies everywhere.
The first parashu was the same.
Yes, first parashu was the same.
然后第四条，第四条意思就是非识时。非识时的话，就是对其他任何地方都适用，不管那个任何地方都适用。然后当然那个我们刚学第一巴拉西嘎也是一样的。
And then we have Padesa Panyati, rules apply only in India, especially in the middle country of India. That's called
That is like Upasambada. Upasambada can take place in the middle account of India with 10 monks at minimum. But in outside the middle country, they can take place with 5 monks.
然后第五条上来讲那个中国是中国是就是有一些戒条，有一些戒条是指对佛事中国事，比如说那个达上需要十位亲近，这条戒是指对佛事中国事，我们在佛事中国之外，达上五位亲近，亲近比如说。
So then, and then we have number 6, sadharana panyata. Sadharana is common offenses for both bhikkhus and bhikkhunis.
然后共同施舍，他那个第六条共同施舍就是指比库尼共有的学徒。And
now these are common. For example, the first parajika is common for bhikkhus and bhikkhunis. First parajika example.
Okay,
Vikala bhojana is the same common.
然后举例来说，就是还是刚才那两个例子，非是时对比库比库尼还是共通的，然后第一巴拉斯卡对非是非对比库尼还是共通的。
And the next is asadharana panyati, which are roots which are uncommon to bhikkhus and bhikkhunis. These rules, some rules which bhikkhunis have, monks do not have. Now, you see, usually bhikkhunis have about 360 rules or that. So, while Patimokkha rules, while bhikkhus have only 227.
22 3 3 1 1 3 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1
to bhikkhus or only to nuns, to bhikkhunis.
然后一种是说就是指仅对比库施适用或者是仅对比库尼适用的这个学说。Upadupanyatis
Kurushu apply for both monks and nuns, but I will explain what is the difference between sadharana and sadharana, ekadupanyati upadupanyati.
他说二种是对比库尼和比库尼都适用，就是但是这样下面为大家解释一下，就是共同施舍不共施舍，一种施舍二种施舍，这两个说法之间到底有什么区别？
就是说，都是说那个比库尼不用，不供的。他是说，只对比库尼适用，比库尼不适用，这个就这两个说法有什么区别？下面大家解释。然后，萨达尔那帕尼亚蒂number 6 and Upadupanyati number 9，they look the same。But the slight difference is that sometimes it is mentioned. Sometimes it is mentioned whether a bhikkhu or a bhikkhuni does this like that. So then, as called, it is. I can't find an example. Sadhana Bhant. Yeah, they have all the same meaning, no? Synonyms, yeah, they are synonymic, yeah, too much different. I don't know, the Kankami didn't give any explanation about that.
Okay.
So then, Sabbata Panyati, Atato Ekan, yes, from the meaning is Tasma, yeah, the same meaning.
Same meaning.
Okay, same meaning, no, it's okay.
Same meaning, okay. 然后那个，就是这样跟大家说那个意思呢，就是基本上可以认为是一样的，就是说那个第六，共同制定那个施舍和那个第九两方施舍，你可以认为是一样的。然后那个第七不共施舍和那个第八一方那个施舍，可以认为是一样的。
So now that is regarding up it's called Panyatis, but then we have other explanations also. Anapati. Panyatis, Anapanyatis. Now we go tables what is called 75 again.
Yes.
Okay. Now we have finished about Panyatis. Number 4 we finish. Explain this, no?
So now,
regarding number 5 now. It's called Anati. It is with commanding. Commanding, ordering. Or not ordering. And I will give example what that means.
然后那个就是张先生讲的第五条命令，然后就那个，然后那说这张先生向回答也举例子什么是命令。So
now commanding, it is if a bhikkhu commands another monk to go and kill. So and the other monk kills that specified person. So both the commander and the killer commit parajaya.
命令也是这样去分的，就是给大家举个例子，比如说第三巴拉行，杀人，然后比如说一个比库命令另外一个比库杀人，然后另外一个比库就把那个指定人给杀了，这样的话那个命令的那个比库和杀人的比库都犯巴拉行。So
then, and then there are also offenses which. Ananadika, how I can form
Anapati. Somebody says number one, examples or something?
Huh?
Do you want examples? No.
Gangavidya doesn't give examples.
Sukhavisati.
Without ordering?
Yes.
Yes, but yeah, you can find many types like Sukhavisati. You know, there are many others. Anapati. Anati apati anapati anati. Okay, anati. Not ordering does not explain now. It says
yes, it
not ordering. Kankavijaya does not tell about anything about not ordering, but it's because all other offenses can occur without ordering.
Pardon?
Now, if your rope becomes nisargapachit, you do not order anybody. Therefore, no, but this anati only is explained by the Kanga Vidyarani. Anati means it's called by ordering another. Then one falls into offense. Okay? So then, ananatika means it's called there are many offenses which you can fall without ordering.
You can only fall without ordering, or you can not order another monk to fall into this kind of offense. For example, if you order another monk to emit his own semen, then you don't fall any offense. You don't fall into this.
Yes, but it is not only that. There are hundreds of rules like that. Without ordering, you can, you don't fall into offense. How not to fall into
offense? With ordering, you don't fall into offense.
Yeah, without ordering, you fall into offense. Oh. You see, without ordering, now you see, you tell, I don't know, how you can find, you can tell example without ordering how you can fall into it?
No, I think there's a little bit of confusion, because according to the Vinaya notes, this sanatika means, this kind of offense can be committed through ordering others and through doing it by yourself. Both. For example, the third policy, killing. You can kill the person by yourself, and you can order another one. Both incurs the policy.
Ah, okay, this is what it means. By not ordering means it doesn't explain.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is. Yes, whether you order another or you do it yourself. But there are thousands of offenses like that. Like you see, you make vikalapot and you don't order anybody, you do it yourself.
By ordering others can commit vikalapot, you yourself didn't fall into vikalapot.
Yeah, I think there are hundreds of like that. Offenses without ordering, you can fall into offense. By doing it yourself.
Yeah, okay.
So, okay. Sleeping. Okay, never mind.
Okay.
Or Ganga Vajrayana does not have this ananatika.
Oh, yes.
Okay, now number six is apati, no? Mm-hmm. Which class of offense? The class of offenses. That's called seven classes of offenses. So we have to know which the offense is in order to classify the bhikkhu what offense he committed. So now, as I told you now, this 17 ways of analysis, it is for judgment. We want to judge what kind of offense Piku committed, how he did it, why he did it, and so forth, and how he can, why he fulfilled certain factors. So this is why the teachers, they use this method to make a decision, an assessment, whether Piku has committed offense and what offense he committed and so forth, how he did it by body, speech and mind and so forth. These are the classification. Therefore now here it is number six, it is the class of offense we have to classify. If he did this, then he belongs to this class of offense. So then
大家需要理解就是命令者这样说是他给人既可以自作也可以教他做的比方说那个举例子刚才说第三把他这个上面然后让非命令者呢一步都没有出但这里可是大王说就是举例子比方说故意出兵如果你命令别人故意出兵的话那你自己是无论如何不会得那个故意出兵罪然后你或者说是真实如果你命令别人可以实施的话你自己不会得可以实施这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样 犯的那个这个就是说你就属于过犯人哪一个性质，巴拉西卡坦、萨巴迪卡坦还是恶作等等。
So anapatya non offenses. So non offense means that every rule in the end is a section which is called there is no offense if one does like that, like that, like that. Or the most common, what's called repeatedly, which comes out, there is no offense for the adhikamika, for the originator of the offense. Okay? And there are no offenses, for example, each rule has, you know, exceptions.
Mad, what is the Pali word from mad? Madness is always
repeated. Omataka. For a mad person, there is no offense. These two exemptions come all the time, I call it under the anapati exception.
And then, 第四个要素非过犯，如果大家那个在张张，大家如果看律藏的话，就发现就是，负责治每一个学说，他最后都有那么一段二讲，什么情况不犯，然后对所有这些条里边，大家可以看到有两种情况是最经常出现的，比方说，就可以说这有一个是每次都出现，比方说触犯者不犯，就是比方说这个那个，就我们第一巴拉西来说那个十天大家的父子，他是触犯者。所以他是不算犯巴拉西卡，所以他是违反的，对这么一条触犯者不算。还有比方说那个痴狂现象者不犯，这也是经常出现的。
So in other cases, also the ignorance also can be a factor for non-offense. Now ignorance, let's see in the sakyas how to wear the robes, okay? So one wears the robes very well all around, but after some time while sweeping, one does not know that already one's robe has fallen on the ground and touched the ground, which is wrong. One should not do like that. So therefore now, by not knowing that one's robe has fallen on the ground, not become aware of that, one is exempted from offense. But if he knows he has seen his robe touching the ground, sweeping the ground and so forth, or even the dhanasadha, that is dukkha offense. If you know, you have seen your robe, you have become aware of it, but you don't care, then you look at it. But if you don't know, you have not seen, because you are sweeping, you have not become aware that your robe has fallen, then you don't fall into offense. So that is one example, for ajanana, without knowing.
然后那个，上老师为什么就非过犯，然后这样一个给大家举个例子叫做不知。 他说这个不是适用所有人，但是对于这些说来说不知什么范的。他说那个，就比如说举个例子，就是那个应许法的第一条，就是应该全员参加善。全员参加善的话，如果说你比方说你参加善的时候，那个僵尸松了，你僵尸一部分碰到地板了，这个就算犯第一条那个应许法。但是如果说但是这个是指你已经知道前面，你已经看到了，然后你那个僵尸还是那样，然后你还是不敢。但是如果说你比方说你是在扫地，然后那扫地过程中僵尸掉了。碰到地上，但是你当时并不知道，这个情况是不犯的，因为这条界来讲，就是不知也是个除外的状况。
So therefore, now this ignorance is not about the rule, is about the particular situation you are in.
这个地方是正好说这个不知，不是说你对这条界不知，不是说你不知道有这条界，而是说你对你当时的处境状况是你有不知道的地方。
So then, Now regarding the vipatti, number 8, here translated danger, it's not danger, it is vipatti is failure.
Failure.
Okay. Failure of one's own sila, one's own achara, behavior, and ditti, one's own views, which do not conform with, it's not suitable for bhikkhus. And ajiva livelihood, okay? Failure. Now, I will give examples.
然后张老师说那个第八个叫做失坏，他有四种失坏，就是戒失坏、正行失坏、那个见失坏、活命失坏。那个地方是活命，就是第四个活命是生计的意思，就是说不是活命失坏是相当于说你做了邪命而不是正命。
Now, sila vipatti is usually the fourth parajikas.
The four parajikas.
Yes.
他说那个戒食坏，适用于那个对戒食坏，对四种巴拉戒都是适用的。
Sometimes also, the certain sankatises also become like sila vipatti.
对某些sankatises它也是适用的，戒食坏。
So then, and then achara, it is a misbehavior. It means one failure in.Behavior. So now this achara includes many other rules. Some they come in under Patimokkha rules. Some they come can find them in Mahavakapali, Chulavakapali. It is behavior. Let's see towards senior monks. It's called how to behave towards senior monks. How to behave towards junior monks. So then, therefore, all this kind of wrong behaviors.It's called Acharya Vipatti. One fails to comply with the behavior of bhikkhus. And sakyas also belong, all the sakyas also belong to the Acharya. Acharya Vipatti. If one breaks the rules of sakyas, all Acharya Vipatti. It's called, and his failure in behavior.
然后就是正好说正行失坏的，这是正行失坏。比方说，那个他在那既存在于八地摩诃里边，也存在于大品里边。那个八地摩诃里边也，比方说应许法，应许法都属于正行失坏。然后在大品小品里边，比方说就是说那个大品小品里边有规定，就是你如果你是下座，你对那个上座应该那就举止上应该哪些注意的地方。然后你如果你是上座，你对下座举止上应该哪些注意的地方，这些东西如果犯的话，也是正行失坏。
So now, ditti vipatti is failure in views. It is like the view of one monk who is called Arita. His name who had the view that some of the rules for the Buddha let down, they are not unnecessary.
Sexual intercourse, that is
not, I will explain this,
okay.
What he meant.
Okay. 他说这个见识坏呢，比方说有一条巴基利亚，那个他说的那个有一条巴基利亚，就是说，受佛陀制定的某些学说是没有必要的。就在佛陀时代，儒家阿利加的比丘，他那个他就是这种见解，然后这种称为见识坏。
Now this bhikkhu Arita, he was rationalizing that now the Buddha put down the rules for us not to touch woman, the soft skin of the woman, but then he allowed us to touch soft bed sheets.Soft pillows. So then, what is the rules he lets down? Therefore, if you are allowed to touch soft bed sheets and soft pillows, then why not to touch a woman? You will tell. Why you are not allowed to touch woman? So therefore, he will tell that what the Buddha let down that are not unnecessary things what he let down. Therefore, because he allowed for us to touch bedsheet, as called soft pillows, mattresses. So therefore, we should allow to touch a woman also.
这个阿里扎比佛陀当时见解是这样的，他说那个佛陀允许我们那个触摸柔软的穿搭和柔软的枕头，那么为什么不让我们触摸那个柔软的女人的皮肤呢？所以说他的以这种建议，以这种推理，他就想着佛陀指点的这个都是没有必要。就是说女人是不是女人皮肤应该是可以触摸？他是这样。
That is Indian logic.
那是印度一种逻辑。
So then, we have the Ajiva Vipatti. Ajiva Vipatti means failure in livelihood, which is like Sangha Desha number 13, by corrupting families, Kula Dosa, by giving gifts to lay people and expecting something to give him a return. So this is how it is, one's ajiva, one's livelihood gets spoiled.
第四条那个活命失坏人的章节里，就是那个那个三个第三大第十三条乌家，比方说你去给就是送物质礼品，然后期望就是对你有所回报，这样都属于活命失坏。
So then, and then we have number 9, anger, the factors. Factors for the offense, this apati anger, they are called apati anger, how certain points have to be combined in order for us to come to the conclusion, now this monk has fallen to this offense. If these points or the factors are not complete, we can't come to the conclusion this monk has fallen to offense.
是这分是指那个形成一个过犯各个要素，就是第九条之分，形成各过犯各个要素。他说，如果那个这样，就是这我那个我们当我们把这个形成过犯各个要素列出来之后，必须满足所有的要素才能形成过犯，如果不满足的话就不能形成。Now
in first Parajika, let's see there are how many factors.
Four.
If we see first Parajika. There are four factors. If you go in table, let me see, table 17, around that. Before table 17, you can find there are four factors for sexual intercourse.
大家可以看那个这个关于这个要素，大家可以举个例子，看那个第一巴拉这个四个要素，它是在那个戒律考试大纲的表示器前面。So,
now you can see number 1 is effort, what's called, and then number 2 is object, number 3 is knowledge, number 4 is consent. And there I explain there what are the factors of that. So then, and we have explained about these factors already. We can read them again. You can go on that page and see. So then, if these four factors all together are completed, so then we can come to the conclusion only that monk is fallen paradigm.
只有当这四个要素全部满足的时候，我们才可以做出结论，就是这个比库已经犯了巴拉西卡。So
now let's see that number 4 factor is missing. Consent is missing. So the other three are complete. In that case, now that monk does not fall into paradigm.
比如说，这个那个四要素里边第四要素受了不满足的话，那这个就比如说当时那个比库没有受了，那这种情况就不能算巴拉提卡。
number 3 is missing. Maybe the monk was asleep. He did not know anything.
或者说，比如说第 第三个要素缺少了，就是说那个，比如说那个犯那个行为，比如当时正在正在受罪，他不知道在做什么，那这个情况也不算把他提高。
So therefore now these four factors are for the first paradigma, but the other factors which apply for paradigma number two, paradigma number three, different factors. And from then you have to see what are the factors the monk has fulfilled, and accordingly we can judge whether that he has fallen this offense or the other offense.
他说这要素里边，他说这要素里边有一些是跟其他的其他八拉金刚共通的，比如说第三条那个了知，这跟其他几个八拉金刚是共通，但是也有些是不共通的，比如说受乐，这个是跟其他八拉金刚不共通的，所以说我们就对这要素要一分清楚。
四个要素里面缺一个就不是八拉金刚，对吧？
对。
那算有罪吗？算恶作还是什么罪都没有，也不要
这个你得去看律藏那个律藏里边继续说明是什么什么情况是那个错罪，什么什么情况是恶作不同程度里边，他
哦对对，分量很细很细，几万条的对吧？一个个
对对非常多，
你看过了。
Okay, now we go to Sattata Sakarma. Number 10. Okay. What is table where now?
75.
All right. Now, regarding Samutana, it is the origin of the offense. Okay? How an offense can originate. And we have three doors how an offense can take place by body, speech or mind.
他说那个等起呢是指这个过犯这个罪是如何发生的，而且还是主要是从这个肾盂三门里边是如何发生的。
Now the body is in Pali Kaya, speech is vachi, and mind is chitta. But here chitta means intention.
他说那个这个地方包括那个身与意，他这个地方巴利语他用的词是那个心那个词，但这个地方心专门指动机。
And we'll see that there are different combinations of samutanas. There are about six kinds of samutanas. Maybe explain later, I don't know.
Pardon?
Samutanas, alright. Six kinds of samutanas. Okay. Now we have table
77. Yes. 六种能起，他说这个六种能起是根据那个肾与意的组合，可以有六种能起的情况。
So now these samutanas are divided into two groups: achitaka unintentional and sachitaka intentional.
然后这个六种能起分为两组，一组是无意的，一组是有意的。
Now, achitaka can, one monk can commit offense unintentionally just by the body. Without having intention, he commits the offense.
然后这个无意这组的那个三种人解释说，就是这个比丘他是在没有动机情况下，他也可以那个触犯了戒律。
So an example is like vikalabhojana. The monk does not know the time has passed. He did not have the intention to commit vikalabhojana. But with the body he takes and eats. He makes only movement with the body. Eating. Then after he sees the clock, the time has passed. He is falling into vikalabhojana just by the body, by doing the physical action.
然后这个无意三组里边，那个肾能起，那个只是让给大家去举个例子，比方说那个非时时。 非认识之而且，比方说他那个犯非认识这个女朋友，他非认识就是他没有犯这些东西，可能他没有犯时间，他没有犯时间，但是他通过肢体动作那个吃食物，他犯了这条戒啊，犯了戒之后他可能才知道那是已经是非事了。那么在这个情况下，他就是无意的情况，然后通过身触犯了这条戒条，所以称为无意的那个身等起。
By number two, by vacha, only by speech. So then, if somebody asks a monk, did you take this cup from the table? So then, and the monk tells, no, although he has taken it, he just tells lies. Just tells lies. Just by the mouth, he tells something, which is lie.
Yes.
He does not need to move his body, nothing.
But he has no intention also.
That's called. We are at Chitaka. All right. Just a moment. To find another example. All right. We are at Chitaka. What's Chitaka?
So, for example, if somebody asks, are you an arahant? Without thinking there's a rule, you tell, okay, I'm an arahant.
What?
So, for example, you actually attend jhana, for example. You actually attend jhana.Somebody ask you, did you attend jhana? Without thinking, you tell, oh, I attend jhana. So, without intention, you actually attend jhana, but without thinking, you tell, I attend jhana to a samanya, like that.
That is pachiti offense, by telling them.
Yeah, yeah.
But because, I don't know, because that rule, I don't know whether it is achitaka rule.I don't know, I can't find example, I can't remember an example.
How about the, what's called? Padasadama?
So most of these are Satchitagas. Most of these rules are Satchitagas.
What's
that? I can't remember any example. Okay.
Oh, yes, I have an example. Matchmaking. Matchmaking without any intention. Matchmaking, somebody says.
Matchmaking. No, that is with intention.
Matchmaking can be without intention. Matchmaking. For example, Arahant is very good. Kanghabarinirga gives an example of Arahant making match with his parents that have already been divorced, like that. Because it is said that this.
But the intention is to reconcile them. The intention is to reconcile,
to console, yes, but the intention is not matchmaking. So, but in that case, he also fell into offense. Because this matchmaking rule is achita.
I have to check this.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay, let's see. Might find very rare cases. Yeah, very rare cases. Now, Kayavacha, it is achitaka. Kayavacha is...
Yes, but then, yeah, another example that's second kind of samatha. Now I have another example.
Huh?
I have another example for this.
Okay.
For example, this bhikkhuni paccitaya. For example, if you ordain a nun without her parents' permission, that is a paccitaya for bhikkhunis.
How?
So, for example, without knowing that. She the candidate didn't get permission from her parents to get bhikkhuni ordination. And her upacaya, without knowing this, completed this ordination. Then even without knowledge, it incurs a paccitaya. This is
paccitaya. Yeah, something like this.
然后语等起的话，就是说无意的语等起，这个例子比较少。我就是举一个比库尼巴丁摩哈，比库尼巴丁摩哈，比方说有这么一条，就是比方说一个那个去到比库尼村的 丘处家一个女人，她实际上她没有去跟丘德凤去合，然后到比库尼斯那里边那个丘处家，然后这个比库尼其实他没有在不知道情况下给他达上上位比库尼，这个哪怕是不知道也犯巴西利亚，然后因为这个你这个达上过程是用语言完成，所以这个就是无意的语灵起。
Some neighbor with the fights.
借尸来说，
啊，
借尸不知道他没求他父母去，然后给他搭上了，然后把姐姐。无意思，不是
无意有意，无意不是状态，所以叫本体。
不是那个意思。
本体有点像类别，
等起那个本是直译的，它是从那巴里那个字根直接译上那个等字，然后其实也不一定非要翻译成等，我看他是怎么翻译，他那个一步都翻译，他也翻译成等起。哦、他也翻译成等起，但是英文的翻译他并没有翻译成等这个意思，就只说是起源，只说起源这个意思而已。
哦，起源
要好一点。
哦，起源就好。哦，我就做一点。
The PDF file is closed. I don't know what happened.
What file?
The PDF file is closed.
Oh.
And, sometimes it shows what are recent documents, now it does not show. This Vinaya notes.
So
you reopen them from the beginning.
Yeah, you can from Windows Explorer.
Okay, sit down. I will. So, Kanka Vitali does not give any examples. Let me see. Mesa Mutano. Mesa Mutano. sono tre, ci sono tre. Okay, now who is go to Satchitaka, no?
But you didn't explain the third one.
But... Kaya Vacha. Yes. I can't remember Kaya Vacha, Achitaka. Achitaka, Kaya Vacha. Can you see? Kaya Vacha is without knowing, no? Kaya Vacha. I can't remember example. These are very... Kaya Vacha. Samanta Pasadika, I go check Samanta Pasadika. Maybe it gives examples, no? Because Sakal Kavitari gives everything very briefly. Okay. I mean, example is Samanta Pasadika. I will check this, no? For the time being, it doesn't come to my mind. I don't know, because I can't. That's called, in split of seconds, remember all these things.
Okay, so at least you can say this. So the third Kaya Vacha, it is the Kaya or Vacha. It means that...
No, both had to be combined.
Together?
Yeah, a combination of Kaya Vacha, in order to achieve to fall in love. There's rules like that.
Okay, so...
Both have to be combined in order to fall, for you to fall in love. If they are not combined, then... They either you have Kaya or Vacha. But the Kaya Vacha means combination of Kaya Vacha. Then you do, if you don't combine both, in that case you don't fall into offense.
But then how about this extra chivar, atiraka chivar? This, you store that extra chivar for more than 10 days?
Yes, but it can be involved only Kaya.
Uh-huh.
Because Vacha, why? You don't need Vacha in that case.
No, by not saying that. But not relinquishing that rule, because you should speak in such case, but you didn't speak.
But Kesi, now you can do it by body, you can do it by speech.
Both.
Or you can do it together.
No, this actually together. You have to do it together because you store the rope, then it's actually what's called kaya. Then you didn't relinquish. That is.
But vacha. No, this kaya vacha should be combination of both.
Well, yes, this is a combination of both. You didn't speak, you should speak, you didn't speak.
Okay, this is not Kaya or Vacha.
Yes, I didn't say this is a combination, this is not Kaya or Vacha, because by storing you have to use body. By not relinquishing, you have to use Vacha. So these two things are together.
Yes, but just storing and then remembering, you don't do any physical action to give it to somebody. So that Kaya alone, can you, by not doing so physically, you don't give it to somebody else, on the 10th day, you don't give it to somebody else.
Oh.
You don't make physical effort. So, and then you fall into offense.
Okay.
Or you don't need verbal it's called, action by telling, I want to relinquish it.
Okay.
So therefore now, but this offense occurs combined together.
Okay.
There are offenses which have to be combined together. You can't take it. Either or.
Okay.
They are both together to come together in order to fall into offense.
Okay.
I can't, there are some offense like that. It doesn't come in my mind. Because they are very rare cases. So Samanta Pasadika, I think they give examples. I will check with Samanta Pasadika, no?
Okay.
We'll go what is easy now. We'll go explain what is easy, the difficult points we'll explain it.
然后就是刚才大家说那个第三种就是微三种第三种那种圣语那些他们那些其实就是想不到那个很好的例子然后他就是普段言语而已就举例子他或者拆下普段言语给大家举个例子然后他不相信给大家讲那比较容易举例子就行 就是下面有意思呢。
那么书上不写了，不听取当前，而且他听到当前不都涉及第三人？
不听许能起，
对，还有巴蒂纳可能，是巴蒂纳涉及第三种和第六种，听取涉及二三五六。
但是他那个不是只涉及第三种，就是说他是比方说卫星许那样计的话，他可以三也可以是二，
但他这个可以举例的，
不是他要设立的可能是只必须是那个只能是三那种。
Okay, now sacitakasa is easy. You can involve kaya chitta, intention with, it should be intention and also the body should be involved. There are many offenses like that, sacitic offenses. So like, it's called first parajika, which belongs to that category, kaya chitta.
第四种身体的其实很容易举例子，比方说我们刚刚学的那个第一巴拉西康，第一巴拉西康就是你这个事情必须是有意的，有这个动机的，然后这个事情必须要身体完成，所以这个称为身意的，就是这个过程产生的，从身的和意的产生的。
So vajjacitta is again easy to understand because telling lies, deliberate lies, you only use your speech, and then you fall into offense.
But that one is body also can be involved
at that time. Speech means you utter only yes or no. They ask you, did you steal this? And you tell no, also you have stolen.
Or you just.
Yes, but that is also. Okay. But, I mean, you can just by uttering only speech, you can fall into offense.
Okay.
Another thing, you can also by. Making a bodily movement, you can fall into that.
Okay.
So these are separate. But the combination of kaya vacha together, it is separate, combined together.
Okay.
So for that offense, it requires both to be combined together in order to fall into that. Otherwise, you don't. So then, I will see examples. Maybe Samanda Basari gives examples of some offenses.
Okay.
So like that. Kaya Vacha, how Kaya Vacha can take place? Combined together?
Samanda Basari, like the last four Sangha diseases?
So,
The last four Sangha diseases? Or at least the last Sangha disciple.
The last of Sangha disciple.
Yes.
Number 30.
Yes, Kura Dusaka. Like that.
Yes, it can be regarded like that. So you can, yes, or Kaya Vacha. Okay. I will explain such points maybe tomorrow, no?
Mm-hmm.
I will say, check Samanda Basaradika to give examples.
Mm-hmm. 关于第六条肾一定解释，就是让他们查一下普丹言，然后再给大家解释。
Okay, now what is about this?
Shall we go back to table 75?
Source. Keep Vajja come. Let me see. Samutana, no? Yeah, all the Samutanas. Now, Samutanas are also about Patama Parajika Samutana, Adinatana Samutana. This is also. Samutta no hacen sobre cuatro puntos. Está patado para bañarte sobre cuatro puntos. Now, alright, kaya chitta tu. Now, in the first, they miss, we have it, okay, right, alright. Here, there are all the examples in the Kankavitara, there are examples. Now, here, if you go table 78, okay, now the first, it is Patama Parajika Samutana. According to the Kankavaitara, this arises only by Kaya Chitta. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. So it is Sachitaka, mm-hmm. it arises Kaya Chitta.
Mm-hmm. 谁和异能起的，比如说第一巴拉吉卡，第一巴拉吉卡，若若若若说你是没有那东西的话，那是不能算那个巴拉吉卡的。然后如果你身体没有做成动作的话，那也不能算巴拉吉卡。所以这个是必须从身异能起，这个称为第一巴拉吉卡能起，就只有那个身异能起第四种。Now
here in the table 78, they give numbers. Number the first number it is 1, Patama Parajika Samutana. After in brackets. They put number 4. Mm-hmm. Number 4 means in the Sachitika, mm-hmm. Sachitika is Kaya Chitta.
Mm-hmm.
Can you follow?
Yeah, this I explained to them already.
Ah, okay, it's number 4. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now we have the table in front.
Yes, yes.
You can follow.
Yes.
Now in Adinadana Samutana, it is Parajika number 2. This can happen by Kaya Chitta, Vaya Chitta, Kaya Vacha Chitta. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There are three ways why, how I can fall into second Parajika.
Mm-hmm.
Adinadana. And then in the Achitaka, you can fall into Sancharita Samutana. Sancharita is called Sangadisesa,
yes.
Number 5 or like, no?
Yes.
So, which includes all Samutanas, all 6 Samutanas.
Mm-hmm. 就是六种情况都可以，就是那个一二三四五六，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起，身能起
which includes only six. Mm-hmm. Now we have Samanubhasana. That is one way how we can form only by kaya and vacha in this case.
然后那个监考的意思，所以是三个第四上，三个第四last four，last four三个第四，yes，okay，yes，然后这样说那个监考的意思，那个监考的意思就包括所有的那个，二十三天考里面，然后那个执意不舍，然后坚持，然后在三四条上的这些项。 就是三个地下第十条到第十三条都是监管的，然后这里像这种就必须是通过身与意三门同时那个。
So then after we have number five Katina Samudana. Katina means Nisagya Pachitya. Nisagya Pachitya rules are Kaya Vacha. Number three, which is Achitaka. And also number six, which is kaya vacha citta, which can be sachitaka, can be achitaka and sachitaka.
Mm-hmm. This, the
当然大家可以看一下第五条那个功德义的体，功德义的体，这就像是那个就是张老大家张老跟大家讲，大家看看那个第功德义的体上面是注解就可以，那个脚注第四十九条，就是功德义是什么意思，功德义就是指那个尼萨迦巴基迦第一条。当然这个地方功德义的体并不是说是说这个只包括这一条体，而是说属于这一类，像这一类的体，它可以通过那个甚于有限的方式和甚于无限的方式两种方式来判断条件，有这么一类解是这样的。然后呢，就取功德义，就是以这条线作为代表。
So now this entails to be absent from one rope or to have one extra rope. And so forth. These are the katina nisagya pachita number one, number two, and number three.
他说这条线实际上不仅是你像前巴基迦第一条，也包括那个第二条和第三条，也是这一类的功德义的线。
So, and then Padasudama Samudana it is number two and number five. Padasudama by teaching Samaneras or lay people the Dhamma in unison. That is one rule. Pachitya number six or seven, right?
Pachitya number four.
Number four, right?
然后再跟大家讲那个第六条诸趣通诵，诸趣通诵法等起。诸趣通诵，诸趣通诵法等起，大家可以看那个像那个脚注。他知道这个等起是只能用语或者语等起，然后语可以是有尽，也可以是无尽。
Now, then we have Elakaloma Samutana, which is number. This includes Achitaka, as called, can be only by body, or can be by body and mind, Kaya Chitta. Elakaloma, it is. Now, we have not studied these rules. That's why you might not understand now what this means. This is too early now for you to understand this kind of classifications. You can tell them. Actually, this has to be done much later. But Kankavacharya puts it in the front. Now, pupils, especially beginners, they don't know what the rules talk about. So, therefore now, this is too abstract knowledge for the time being. But later on, you can refer to it whenever you study this rule, you can refer back to it.
然而这样，就是说他给大家讲这东西，他没有具体给大家举一个例子，就是说为什么这条线它只能怎么从它列出这方面东西，那是因为就是我们目前学习的太少，所以说要讲的话，因为你不知道那线条具体内容是什么，所以说就不太容易给大家讲。那二是，你看这里可是大家刚才把这个实际的理论放在那个最后讲，但是。因为我们上一个一波多多事情讲，一波多多在这个地方里面提到的实际东西，所以说这个地方只是简略给大家讲一讲。大家以后学具体每个学需要每个介绍内容的时候，可以再回过头看这个项目得起说到底什么意思。这个地方只是简单给大家讲一下。
Now these names, Padasudama, Elakaloma, come from the name of the rule, because that rule covers, it's called. The bodily and verbal action or something like that. So any other rule which comes later and covers the same action by body and speech, they are called Padasudama, for example, or Elakaloma.
张老意思，比方说这个诸趣通诵法等起，它里边也不仅仅是这个诸趣通诵法这一条戒，然后那个就佛陀在制定这种诸趣通诵法这条戒之后所制定其他戒里边，如果也有是用这种方式等起的，那它也归于这种诸趣通诵法的等起这一类里边。
Okay, the other names are number 8, Adhana Samutana, Deya Sata Samutana, Dhamma Desana Samutana, Bhuta Rochana Samutana, all come. Are the names of rules, which once a rule has these two, what's called factors of body and speech or mind like that, this combination, then later rules who have a similar similar factors and so forth by both spirits and mind, we call them, okay, this is similar, like Buddha Rochana or Dhamma Desana. And they will classify that rule according to that first rule, which is called like Dhamma Desana, which has happened. Therefore now, any later rules which happen like that, they are like Dhamma Desana rule. So we classify under that.
然后这样就不管这个诸行同时满的起包括后面那些什么是山羊毛的隐形六种体，这样子也都是借条这个名字，就是比方说那个山羊毛的那个起，但是呢就是说后面还有其他很多虾蟹和这个东西属于同一类型的，所以都不归因这一类。So
now usually these questions do not come in exams.
这样通常这一部分知识内容在考试里边是不出现的。
So then, but it's just for general knowledge, no? General knowledge is not much to worry to strain, sweat, and think how I can learn all these things. So this is just for general knowledge. But the others sometimes can come. Now, for example, what are the six samutanas? Six samutanas by body, speech, body and speech and so forth. This can come, table 77 might come as a question in the exam.
张老师就是说，我应该说考试吧，不会说是就是那个表七十八是三种的写方式，但是他那个表七十七是六种起，就那个就是说那个这样得起的方式，这可能不会考，但是那个表七十七六六种起可能还是会考，就是六种起哪六种考试什么又怎么出现？
So therefore, you can see this, you don't need to spend much time here. Mm-hmm. Whenever you want to check Buddha Rochana Samutana and Ashkol, you can check the numbers there. To what things it applies. Mm-hmm. How again fall into offense. Mm-hmm. By body, speech or mind. Mm-hmm. Now, regarding the offenses which can be regarded according to actions, okay, you can see on the top, let me see what is, table 76.
Okay. 关于这个，刚才那个十第十要素我们说第十个要素能起，我们下面开始讲第十一个要素。关于第十个要素这个所做这个大家可以参考一下，表七十六，表七十六就是按那个做和，阿比所来划分的那个部分。So
now this kiriya means actions, okay? So now, sometimes a monk without action, when he should make an action, if he does not do action, he falls into offense.
Alright?
So, like, for example, forgetting to give up his rope, which is more than 10 days.
嗯,
this is number two, source of Akiriya, it says, table 76.
然后那个未做呢，就是指定应该做的事情全没有做。然后张老师这个未做就举了一个例子，比方说那个一三七八七八第一第一条，那个存放都一不知道过时间，然后你忘了我这个不知道是那个。
这个不了，但是应该做事情没有做，这个成为未做。七个不离个，七个不离个，七个不离个，七个不离个。What are we going to do first? Okay, see, if you want to fall into offense and do pachitya number nine.
you have to make physical action. You have to act. That's called by body and speech. By body means you do it yourself or you tell somebody to do it. For that you need action. That's called, you know, to dig the earth. So only then you can follow the prophets.
然后让他们有金属鱼做的，就章鱼鳍鱼，就是比如说把这些第九条，比如说自己去挖地，然后或者让下下下下下人帮他挖地。So then we have, I don't know what is how this can Kiriya and Akiriya.
Yes.
Work together.
Yes. Can be.
To receive a robe, Chivara Parikara.
Yes, to receive a robe, and you didn't give a robe in exchange.
Huh?
You didn't give a robe in exchange. If you, because
you only receive?
Yes.
Yes. Now, exactly. Okay, you can tell.
Then, 如果不交换就是接受法，只有犯戒。那这个情况就是你应该不应该做的事情，你做，那个你非禁戒比丘那些受益。然后应该给他交换，你有没有交换？所以说这既属于做，又属于未做。
So here number 4 it says source of sometimes kiriya and sometimes akiriya. And he give the rule rupa padikahana, receiving money. So this can happen. Now, action, you understand that you directly receive the money. Or tell somebody else to receive it. So, and but how you can fall into offense without making any action?
I can't say that.
Okay? There are two ways. I will give examples. You can tell.
Okay.
So, example is a dayaka, a donor, comes and puts money on the table and tells Bande, this is for you. So the monk keeps silent, doesn't act, doesn't move his body, doesn't. But mentally he thinks, oh, how wonderful, I got money. So he welcomes it. He accepts it mentally. He does not make any bodily action or verbal action, then no. It is, money is not allowed for me. Not allowed. Take it back. So he just keeps silent. By keeping silent and mentally accepting, then he falls into nisagyabhati. That money is all nisagyabhati. So another example is, now lay people take a white cloth and they offer it to the monk. Before offering, they put a white envelope with money inside the cloth.
Okay.
All right. So, now, usually the one, and they offer to the bhikkhu, and tell Bande, this is for you. So, now the monk just receives it. Does not know that there is money inside. He just sees white clothes, nothing. So, and he does not make any action to ask the people, what is this? So like that. Usually we have to make some action. Okay, usually if we receive something, we just don't receive. We usually ask, is there anything else inside the cloth, something like that?
Normally we don't do that.
Actually, this should be done. Because even, now you see, even with meat, the same now. Now, meat, the people offer meat. Because there are some meats unallowable, for example.
Yes.
You should ask. You don't ask, you fall into together, especially with meat. Now, in this case also with money, how it's called, if people offer, we go to house down and so forth, sometimes they offer things, we should check, sometimes they are unallowable things for us, okay, we should check, we ask him. So the monk does not ask, he just receives it. After he receives, he opens the white cloth and sees the money inside. So that becomes Nisangipachika. Also, he did not know, it's called, he just receives it, it's Nisangipachika.
So this person can be Achitaka?
This is also Achitaka, but that he did not make action to ask also. If he has asked him to ask before, what is this? Did you put any other items inside like that?
Mm-hmm.
It's only cloth. And so he does not ask. By not asking, he just receives.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the not asking, not making the action,
mm-hmm.
as called of asking, therefore he wants to Nisangipachika. Mm-hmm.
这样还有另外一种情况，比方说一些那个，我就是过来一块白色布料，然后他都是在那个拿了一个白色信封里面装那个钱，然后放在白色布料下面，或者藏那个白色布料里面，然后什么白色布料什么那个冠名。他说这种情况像比库遇到这种情况，真是应该主动去问那个，说你这冠是什么东西？如果说你不问，然后你就把这个东西什么就这样接受，然后回到故地一发情况，就越办越有钱。这个时候先是犯第三条吧，就一样，因为这个应该做的事情没有错，就是人惯有时候你就应该问清楚这里边这到底是什么东西。嗯，
关于这个亲戚的问题啊，我问一下，如果亲戚他没说供养，他就说我给你这个钱，因为你作为比库不能拿钱嘛，你要么是找你的
近人，
要么找你的父母，就是直属亲戚，说这个钱是给我，你帮我保留，这样可以吧？还是说这个钱我根本没有办法去拿拥有这个钱？
就是也说你不是你亲人，要给你钱，然后
我一个亲属
人，
对，他说这次能有钱给你钱，就算你出家他也会给你钱嘛、这个钱我以什么方式呢？他不是说令人抓取不行，同意为自己留失也不行。
就是你的意思是说，那个，你说一句话，就是这个钱，请你给我父母是吧？
对啊，我说帮我保留，或者说啊，你这个钱给我嘛，就等于给我父母，让我父母来拿，就是令他人抓取嘛，这个情况都不能做。
So he's asking that. For example, if one of his relatives.Comes here and offer him some money, and then if he says, "Okay, please give this money to my parents," does this kind of a reaction incur any offense or not?
So usually, you see, there is another rule.If people offer to us something, as called, they come with intention to offer it. So, yes, in that case, for the parents, it's not a problem with parents.
Okay,
it's not a problem. We can tell them to give to my parents. So then,
I can see that. I can see that what?
But if you tell like that,then that monk belongs to the parents, and you can't receive anything from your parents if your parents buy you anything from that for some money. So then for now, because this is double meaning, give to my parents means give to my parents and my parents are going to buy me whatever I like with that money. If that is intention, you can't do like that. If the intention is just to keep your parents and never get anythingfrom that money, any requisites with pure intention, then you can take it. And they send the dividends.
他说你没有没有你他是这样如果但如果你要说是可以没问题但是你是要看你动机就是你说的时候那动机就是这样就是说这个钱可以是给我父母但是我东西就是给我父母然后不让父母不这些花在我身上那就第二种可能就我说第二种可能就不是帮我留置的就是直接给我父母就是只能这样说就是你说话都是一样的话看你什么动机
就是你的动机就是说这个钱就不是给我用就是这个钱就是给我用没问题但是如果说你的动机是这个钱反正这个钱就不算支具我什么都不能用这个钱就给我用对还有一种情况我父母如果遗产我怎么处理这个遗产就说我肯定是要留置给其他人这个钱是我另人去捉取这算犯不犯罪这个钱肯定是给我留置，我不留置，我什么资金都没有，没有人帮我。
So
he's asking that. So if his parents passed away, then according to civil law, then he has to inherit the property of his parents. Then actually, because he's a monkey, he cannot accept this thing. Then he has to ask somebody else to. Take this property, so there is money or some real estate or anything else. So in this case, actually, he has to ask somebody to take this money. So in this case, does he tell for
you? He has not. Okay, he can actually reject. He can tell the officers, I'm not taking this money. I'm not taking this money.
Uh-huh.
So if the officers ask to whom this money should go,
uh-huh.
or this property or so on, then of course he can tell the person that my uncle or my sister or somebody tell. But if he tells, he can't receive from the money anything. Okay? Even the sister or the uncle wants to offer him something from that money, he can't receive. Because he renounces everything. Even whatever he can acquire from that money, he can't acquire it. So therefore, this is a procedure. In the same with the parents. Now, if a diagram, we can tell this.
Let me explain. 如果把这个钱我说 OK 给我子女那给我子女是我的直系亲属我还可以用吗因为直系亲属可以直接跟家里人拿钱要直据点这个是我说规定可以用的
So he's asking that so for example he tells the office to give this money to his son for example then if his son use this money for him is it allowed
for him for whom
For this bhikkhu. So for example, this bhikkhu transfer this property to his son. So and his son use this money for the benefit of this bhikkhu. Is this allowed?
Yes, it's already as called the bhikkhu orders. Now the officer is telling him to whom should I give it.
Mm-hmm.
So then, because now the monk has the intention to renounce. No?
His intention must be to renounce
the money. To renounce the money. Not that I will give to him so that he will give me back, something like that.
Okay.
So this is what actually. But if the son, for example,
uh-huh.
wants to act as a copier,
uh-huh.
his intention to act as a copier, he offers himself
uh-huh.
as a copier,
uh-huh.
himself.
Uh-huh.
So then, of course, that is a different story. But if the son has not such intention, intention to be a copier, for example. So you can order him be my copier and give me books and so forth whenever I need. Give me mobile phones whenever I need. So this is like making contracts.
Okay.
So you can do like that. So therefore now, main thing is now when the officer asks, this is your property, take it. Because now the government officer has to actually to push you to sign that you are the owner of that. So then, and the monk has to refuse, no, I'm not the owner.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, I have to reject this.
Mm-hmm.
So then the officer has asked, to whom shall I give it?
Mm-hmm.
Then the monk can tell, give it to my son, give it to my assisted triangle. Okay. So, because the man tells to whom to give. Now, these people, son and uncle and so forth and sister, they never have the intention to become copy of the man. Okay. So therefore now, if one has to renounce it, one is completely renounce it, don't expect anything coming back from that money to him. So he can't tell to his son, to his sister, to uncle, look, I have this money, but I give it to you, but you know, I need books, I need robes, a ball, you can give me, no? Like that. He can't make this kind of contracts. So therefore now he has completely, with pure intention, to renounce this. If these people, by their own, they come, they want to offer something, and so what that is, the man can accept. But he
has, even from the same money?
It's called, whether it is for same money or not, and so what, he has not to expect anything from that money.
Okay.
He must not tell him anything, look, I give you so much money, now you are supposed to serve me. Okay. They not become servants. You don't make servants out of them.
Okay.
So he should completely have a pure intention to renounce everything. Not to expect anything, a penny, a small penny from that money, anything, a book, anything from that money. If these people are willing to come from themselves, to offer and so forth, whether it is from their own money or from another money and so forth, the man can receive. But again, must tell these people, don't feel obliged for me to give anything. Some people they feel obliged, like the son feels obliged, the sister feels obliged, the uncle feels obliged to give something to the monk. So they have to make the monk, must make him clear, I renounce all these things. I don't need this.
这个是这样，首先第一点就是说你在一开始拒绝什么，就你那个动机必须纯正，就是说你一开始拒绝的时候就是真的想去，就是说我不期望从这笔钱从这里得到什么东西，这是第一点。 第二点，如果关于你问的问题，就是说后面能不能用，就是能不能用这个钱，是这样，就是说你问，首先你跟那个人这个处理遗产的人说，我这个钱给某某了，那我签个某某，然后如果说这个钱后来转移给他之后，他主动过来给你提出要求，说那个班内我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我来，我
你做我先生并不是你的义务，这个我这个我已经全部舍弃了，这东西我已经全部舍弃了。然后你过来做我先生是出于你自己的意愿，你给我买什么东西都是出于你自己的意愿，这个你必须跟他自己讲清楚。哦，这是一种可能。另外一种可能，他你把这钱给他，先给他，然后他也没有主动这块做你继任。那
这个
事儿，
钱就我就不能要。
那不是那这个事儿就是说你不能给他任何契约任何要求，就是说哎我这个钱我给你，看你能不能做。
暗示呀。
你不能我做行，对，就是不能有任何形式契约。
嗯，
对。
那我就再反问句，提前做好这种准备可以吧？
怎么叫提前做好这种准备？
就是说我跟我亲戚或者其他人说，你做我继任。到时候我父母如果给我钱了，我说你直接给我进人，这就是我进人。他所有资金就是给我直接。
So he's asking that can he make a previous arrangement even before his parents pass away? So he tell for example his son that after my parents passed away, could you please become a kapil? So can he make a previous arrangement?
Before becoming a monk?
Before his parents passed away. Even after he became a monk, but before his parents actually passed away. So he told his son, for example. So if my parents passed away, then at that time you should become a kapil, something like that. Is it allowed?
这边你找到什么情况？
你就说如果我现在就跟一个人去说，
我
一个lay person，我就跟他说无论以后，就是说我父母亲戚给我钱，你现在就做我的近人，他们给我钱就我心不要了，这钱直接给我。
是因为你的动机的心里就想要这个结果。
So, or he wants to make the discussion more general. So, for example, can he now, as a monk, ask any other lay person and to tell him that now if anybody gives me money, so you can keep it from me, something like that.
You can't do that. Because if we study this rule, it's Nisagya number 10. Nisagya Pachita number 10. Rajasikapada. If we study this rule, you can see how the Buddha
prescribed the whole procedure how monks have to deal with people who and with money, how to deal with people and money. Okay. If we start this rule, then you understand, we'll start in detail, then you understand how to proceed in these ways.
Okay.
So therefore now, it's called, monks can appoint copiers.
Okay.
Usually, it's lay people who can appoint copiers for monks.
Okay.
That is
so that
the original story. The original story goes that how the Buddha allowed the copiers.
Uh-huh.
The copiers, it is that those days, it's called, there were people who were affluent, they had the money, and they want to offer things to, it's called, and to serve the monks. But they knew that monks do not accept money. So, and then they will appoint a copier, a servant from the ward, and tell him, look, take this money, and look after the monk. You, whatever the monk needs from this money, you give it. You don't give the money to the monk. But if the money needs something, you give to him. This is what the Buddha told, I allow monks to receive from this copier whatever he gives to you, what is allowed. But no way do I tell you that you should receive money or search for money. So now, from this story, we understand that the original idea of copier had been legislated, not by monks, but it came from lay people.
So these copier people only appointed by the lay people,
cannot be appointed by monks. And another thing, other lay people, all sometimes they have to come volunteer. You can't tell a person, look, you will be my copier, you keep my money.
Okay. So, before he become a monk, he can do that? Before he become a monk, he can do that?
Before he can become a monk, of course. Now, usually, before become a monk, okay, now, you have to explain this first, you want to explain this.
Okay. 张老师，首先要点就是说你这个敬人必须是居士给你预约，而不是你自己预约。 就或者两种情况，或者其他居士把你，其他居士要给你供养，他知道你不会收钱，他知道不会收钱，他把钱，他给你指给你，他把钱给你，然后告诉你，他需要是你拿什么钱嘛，给出一个。这是一种；再一种就是主动去过来找你说我也找你经营，但是你自己出来身份之后，你不能自己给自己指给经营，你自己都要出来身份之后，你不能自己给自己指给经营。
这就好比我现在我随便跟一个亲戚说，你要做经人呀。
这不可以，他说可以。不，家人不是可以的吗？问家人，家人可以，不可以自己指定。他就说不可以自己指定亲戚。这句话是我说亲戚，家人就儿子也是，我只是家人。So he's
asking that he cannot even appoint his own relatives at this copier as a monk. I mean, as a monk, he cannot even appoint his own relative as his copier.
Of course, he can appoint. He can actually now. If like you see, you can tell the relatives. You can tell the relatives like if they want to help and so forth, to offer things, it's up to them. Okay, you can't put him a post, no, to give him a post, and order them or it's called make a contract with them. Look, I'm becoming a monk, therefore you have to be my servant to serve me. Whenever I need something, you must give to me. You can't make these contracts. It's called we can't order people. And from this rule, Rajasikapada, this number two, you can see that anytime the monk orders, he might fall into offenses. Ordering, commanding other people what they should do, how they should serve the monk, it is giving like vinyati, hint. I want to have this, I want to have it. You want actually to use these people to serve you, which is not allowable. If they want to come
and help,
没问题，你可以当我亲人嘛。但是你不能对他们发出任何的命令，就是说你来当我亲人嘛。这个是不可以。他说这个事他说他会讲那个，你想先把这些事儿，他会给你去详细讲。如果他说，就如果父母或者儿女，他问我，如果以后你们出家了嘛，你这些情况处理？我说，你我也不可能告诉他你怎么做我亲人。我就告诉你，你先去看一下南传上座部那个基础知识。
怎么处理金钱的？这个可以说吧，就是他会看哦，我要成为你亲人，你可以处理的。So, can you tell him this? So, if his parents or any of his relatives
comes to ask him, so now you have become a monk, and you have no money, so if you need something, you know, what to do? But they didn't give the invitation that I can become your copier. They only asked, well, what to do. So can he tell his relatives, just to read the Vinaya book, chapter which and which, you just read the Vinaya book and you understand what to do. So he can tell you this, no?
How these people can understand what to do by reading this book?
Because there are some other Vinaya books who gives money.
Well, how a monk should behave towards
yes.
money?
Yeah,
it's very basic knowledge for monk.
Yes, you can tell him for general knowledge is very good, but it is not to convert them to make him your own copyist, like that is the intention.
So the intention should not be to convert them into our copy. The intention should not be like that.
Yes, the intention is just for them to have a general knowledge, how monks should behave in a general way, how monks have to, the attitude they should have towards money, and how they have to handle the situation. So it is converting them to become copy. You can, people ask you now how you can one day live without money.
Uh-huh.
Again, we can explain, yes, that is a life free of money.
Uh-huh.
And you can tell, explain, for example, if monks, the Buddha allowed copiers,
uh-huh.
you can tell,
uh-huh.
in general way.
Uh-huh.
The Buddha allowed copiers. If copiers come in front and tell us one day we have this money,
uh-huh.
and we want to help you, please tell us what medicine you need and
uh-huh.
so forth, then we can, you monks can. Accept the medicine, but we can't accept the money. We can explain single language, simple
language. 正好有敬人，我说把这个钱就舍给我儿子，这个敬人就会把这个父母就把钱给我儿子，但这个钱已经不是我了，我用那个就舍弃的心去转移过去，但是儿子作为我直系亲属的话，我有权利问他要任何东西，只要他能给我，我没出家，不是，就像你现在你问父母去让他寄东西，你就有权的，是这样的概念，直系亲属呀。 那肯定是这样的咯，我儿子如果是孝顺了，他就全部给你用。
So he's asking that is it in the Vinaya mentioned that he can directly ask things from his direct relatives, for example, parents and sons and daughters, if he needs something, he can with invitation or not, he can directly ask things from his parents or his sons and daughters.
He can ask, that is true, but not to become a regular copier for them. Now, for example, you need medicine. Okay, you can write to your relatives, I fall sick, I need this medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me medicine. So, okay, they bring medicine. But they are not, you don't make him a regular copier. Means, upon the situation, whatever you need, you can ask. But you don't put him a post. You have to serve me. Like that, you are supposed to serve me after becoming a monk, like making contract with him, that whenever I fall sick, you have to give him medicine.
Okay.
You don't bind yourself with these people, you don't bind them.
Okay.
Because the life of a monk is not to bind himself, another thing to bind people only himself.
Okay.
But if these people come from their own, they ask, come, they visit you, send a letter, please tell us whatever you need. Come from their own, you can ask him how you do or some other activity you need, you can ask him. So, but you must not regard them as your copiers. They are not supposed to be your copiers, they are just donors. You want to donate something. For example, here lay people come, they want to donate something. If you are relative, you can tell them, okay, I need this. But all the time asking. So then even the parents can be fed up. Penis can be fatty. He will tell this monk, he is supposed to renounce the world, and he has so many things, and bring me this, bring me that, and he treats us like in lay life he has not asked so many things. Now after becoming monk, he asks so many things. Therefore, even parents who are parents, sometimes they get offended.
Okay.
Because as the Buddha tells, yachako hoti apiyo. The person who begs all the time, he is not dear to others. Therefore, even a monk should be moderate in asking what I need and so on. So, except if they come from themselves and they will tell, after you become monk, we want to serve everything that we need. If they come by themselves, of course, then the monk also can ask him. We have the money, you will tell. Tell us whatever you want. That is, if it comes from themselves, special invitation for to be copiers. But if they have not done the special invitation to be copiers, you have to moderate yourself. Moderate. You ask this and so forth. According to the occasion, you can ask. According to the occasion. So then, asking again and again and again and again, treating them as a copier yourself and demanding things from them, that is too much. So, instead, the position of a copier is different. The position of the parent is different. The position of the parent is not supposed to be copier.
They're always donors, I think.
Yeah, they're donors. Like the donors.
他是这个是可以的，就是对知心行者，说你没有邀请你是可以，就是不管你有没有给他钱，然后那个他只要是你这些东西，你是可以跟他要东西。但是问题是这样，就是你不能把他当成你心里边不能把他，你心里边不能把他当成你的信，你是要把他当成你的事，就是说那个就是所以说你对他们要东西是需要有节制，需要有节制，就是确实需要有东西，你要，
还是一个心理，一个状态问题。其实按照戒律上面可以直接问知心行者要，
对，
就是
不管，
然后那需要这个东西你就。
对，但是我肯定是有，对，也有东西。然后强调一点，就是说你就是你可以跟他要，但是你不能把首先你的信里一定不能把他当成亲人，就他们不是你的亲人，首先你要这样想，然后你可以把他当成你的师傅，就是他们师傅，你是我的东西，这是可以。
可以，他就是顺其自然，随便。可以，就是他如果主动给你这样邀请，你不管你需要什么，我这个我都可以保证。
反正除了经纪人，直系亲属就是可以拿东西，直系亲属就可以节制的拿东西。对，可以，可以就可以。哇，那是属于子女不可以，只能向父母。
没有，子女可以，老婆不可以，全部问过，老婆不可以吗？
老婆好像直系亲，我很
帅啊，应该。
So he says, "What if you have not heard anything from his parents? How about his former wife? So he without invitation, he asked things from his previous wife or something."
Because not a relative, no. Not a relative. They have to make pavarna, it's invitation.
也是要求的，这个不能算直接。啊，对，就是说，跟你有血缘关系的人都可以跟他们直接要东西。对，但是你前妻是不算的。啊，对，我知道。
你问题就是说，儿女上不是直接亲戚？是啊，女儿上是，我以前我就是父母上面。
So he's asking that not only parents but also sons and daughters, also without invitation he can ask things. Not only parents but also sons and daughters.
Yes, relative means blood relatives. Blood relatives, no problem.
Even the brothers and sisters also considered?
Yeah, or blood relatives.
父母、兄弟姐妹、儿女都可以。
You can ask, but this is, yeah, but you don't put him on the pedestal of copiers.
但是也是注意，不要把他们当成。如果他们没有邀请的话，不要把他们当成。
If they come by themselves, if they come by themselves, it's okay. You can ask.
但是他们如果主动过来跟你邀请说，我想尊重一下你，那你可以主动当。嗯，对。嗯，我想问一下，我们现在的这个，啊，对财务的关系啊，他们有没有选择？他给谁邀请？都没有了。So he's asking about Mr. Arahant.
Is that
Mr. Arahant? He said, this Mr. Arahant didn't give us any invitation to serve us. So how can we deal with Mr. Arahant?
Well, he serve us now. Usually, it's called. This is a copy of a monastery, no? Uh-huh. It's a copy of a monastery.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
He does not need to tell every monk, look, I'm the copy of monastery.
Uh-huh.
So therefore now, if people go in, give money to Mr. Ranadon and tell, you keep this money, and whatever this particular monk needs, you give to him. So then, and they tell the monk also, this Dayakas, they tell to the monk, and tell one day we went to Mr. Ranadura, we give this money, so much amount. If you need something, please tell Mr. Ranadura, he will give to you. So Mr. Ranadura agrees.
Uh-huh.
If he agrees, then from that day on he can be kapya.
Uh-huh.
We can give allowable things to that monk.
Uh-huh.
All right. This is what usually is done.
Okay.
Now the monk, of course, what's called, this is how regard money. But for other things of the monk needs, for example, to give a call.
Uh-huh.
And he tells Mr. Ranadura, how can he give a call?
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Ranadura gives his mobile phone.
Uh-huh.
And he tells you, okay, use my mobile phone, give a call and give my mobile phone back.
Uh-huh.
This is just a small help
uh-huh.
which Ranadura can give you.
Uh-huh.
Or make some arrangement for some construction of the kutu, because he is an engineer also.
Uh-huh.
So these things and so forth, it is normal in the monastery. You don't require special invitation there because these people are there to serve.
Okay. And they're also appointed by other people.
Hmm?
Mr. Rajan is the kapya position, they're also appointed by other people.
By?
Other people.
Lay people?
Yes, he's
lay people, by the Arananda and so on. But usually now, we can explain first this
okay.
about how people, if they give money to him,
okay.
how you can deal this. But I will explain the second case, because now he asked many questions now, and this is about money matters. We'll come about this rule,
uh-huh.
because it has complicated, okay?
Okay.
So then, how to deal with all the situations? We
okay.
can discuss all the situations today night.
Okay.这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个
再买出去。然后这个办公室先生他又同意的话，就没有问题了。就是他就从同意那一刻，他就是明星。
So then, and now, Mr. Randun, so he is so busy. The best way now, if I want to have some service from him, to be done, for example, to feel the kuti or like that, say, it's better to speak with Mr. Arananda, because now, Mr. Arananda does not know you. I call. Therefore, he might think why I should serve you. I don't know you. I have never met you before. Why you should ask this thing for me? But if Arananda gives the permission, you speak with Arananda, for example, and Arananda, he tells you, okay, you go and speak with Mr. Randhunma. Then you can remind Mr. Randhunma that when Arananda is giving me the permission to ask you these things, then of course he will able to serve. He will give the service you like to get. So, but usually it is, you don't go directly to Mr. Randhunma and ask for favors. Can you do this for me? Can you do it? Mr. Lal, who don't just mean the road, can tell me, can you bring me that medicine for me?
Can bring what?
Medicine. Ah, you can bring me this medicine. You usually don't talk like that. Even Mr. Lal, I thought, who usually ask me, Arananda, I need this medicine. Because he is the teacher, you know. And if Arananda tells, oh, you can talk Mr. Lal, he will bring to you. Then only we go and speak with Mr. Lal. Okay, or Mr. Randhunma, even for medicine. So therefore now, even if they are kapiyas, you usually have to wait till invitation will come. Invitation. Because they are not our relatives. We don't speak to Randhunma to his face till I need medicine. Or Mr. Lal, you know Mr. Lal. Or you don't tell him, meet in the room, I need medicine, can you bring medicine from Kurunegala? We don't tell like that. Because, except if invitation is there. Because these are not our relatives. As for all the kapiyas of the monastery, still, they may be serve other people, but not us. So not every monk. So usually what we do it is we speak with Arananda. If Arananda tells, yes, you speak with Mr. Lal, he can bring you medicine. So therefore, because Mr. Lal make invitation with Arananda, but he do not make to you. So therefore, these are sensitive matters, and we should also restrain ourselves to know how you can get things in a very proper way. Like medicine, you need some medicine. How to get this medicine in a proper way? Ashkola konvivine, it is a procedure. Ashkola, you see, if you speak with the teacher will speak with the kapya, and so forth, the kapya will bring the medicine. Somebody.
他说那个就像刚才你说的那个是这里边上他们实际上就在龙城里一般来讲他们实际上就是他们一般来说他们不是直接服务于你他们那个给要求的时候他们实际上是只给圣圣一个老要求就是说圣圣一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个一个
然后呢你就跟办公室的人说是生意上我的规定说生意上是媳妇那你们我那你就让你们这个买个什么什么东西他一般也要求因为他已经给生意上提出要求就是说你那个你这边需要什么东西我给你做那个那这种情况下他一般那个都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都都 是衣食住用吧？除了这四种，然后还有哪些是属于如法？
So,
哪些？
So he's asking that besides clothing, food, laundry and not laundry, dwelling and residence and medicine. Besides these four kinds of things, what are the other allowable services that a Kapiyan could do for the monks?
It depends the relation between the monk and the Kapiyan, the relationship. Now here, I don't know, because this is a general question. If you have your private copy of it, private copy. Private copy in the sense that lay people has already appointed copier to serve you only.
Uh-huh.
Okay? This is a private copier. Uh-huh. It's not just for the monastery only. Uh-huh. Just for you. Uh-huh. And they give money to that copier and they tell Bande, you can ask ropes, whatever you like, you can ask from the copier.
Uh-huh.
We give money to him. Uh-huh. So the monk can ask anything from them.
Anything.
Okay. This is private. But there is a monastery copier of it. Monastery copy. So as I told you, Mr. Rando, Mr. Lal is monastery copy. But even to ask them medicine without invitation is not proper. So even if you ask them, usually Mr. Lal will go and speak with Mayarananda. This monk asked me to bring medicines from Guru Nagar. Shall I bring or not? Mr. Lal will do it. So they found, because he can't. Now, for that medicine, he has to go to the office and get the money. He can't get the medicine free, you know, from pharmacies. Therefore, now, in order to get money from the office, he has to speak with Arananda, that this monk needs medicine, and the cost of that medicine is so much, and I have to get the money from the office. It is okay. If Arananda tells, okay, well, Mr. Lal will do it. So therefore now, this is the procedure what is done here. Or if it is not Mr. Lal, maybe in the office, some Chandaloka or some Padmasi, they will conduct some monk. So therefore, even Rantu, for example, for some other things, if it is some monk, he does not know. So he will tell, okay, I will see, I will speak from Arananda, I will tell you. He will tell the monk. So even if you ask him something, some fellow. So then, this is the procedure they take. Even copiers who are copiers, if they don't know you, and so what, they will speak because we are not. So these are not private copiers. They are just for the monastery copiers. But even then, they know that in order to take action, they have to take permission from somebody. So, in that case now, we have to restrain ourselves with these general copiers, which are monastery copiers. We can't ask them particular things we like. Even a ball, you can ask Mr. Lal, can you bring me a ball? It is because he's never invited you. He is not your private copy.
他说，如果这些近人是你私人近人，专门为你服务的，就是已经指定好专门为你服务私人近人，你可以要一切那个戒律所允许的东西都可以要，反正戒律所允许你都可以要。但如果是像他刚才说这种私愿近人的话，你最好是坚持一下自己，就是先求得那个私愿住持的许可，然后再去控制近人要才可以。
那寺院经人就是，换句话说，他是圣喜长老的经。我
们他这个也是圣喜长老邀请。
我们向圣喜长老提出邀请，圣喜长老就是说，做答应说你可以直接问他，就有这种感觉，就是共同用一个经人，对吧？那私人就好比我们两个是比库了，我问你，贤一晚或者班店，你有没有经人？你说你有，我说能不能？我需要东西，你能帮我问经人处理？这样情况可不可以说
？So he's asking that, for example, I have my own private kapien. Then can he approach me and ask that? Oh, but can you share your kapien with me? Can he make this kind of question to me? That for
example, you have your private.
Yes.
He wants.
He wants. I need to
share my kapien with him. Can he do something like this?
He can't ask that.Without invitation, he can't ask that. But he can tell you, for example, that look, I need a watch, I need a book like that, but difficult to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then if you like, you can speak with your kapier and tell, now I want to have something, not for me, but I want to offer this to this monk.
Mm-hmm.
Can you bring this?
Mm-hmm.
You can speak with your kapier.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you can offer this thing to that monk.
Mm-hmm.
But sharing of kapya and so forth without invitation and so forth, you can't do that. It is, because that kapya maybe not like it.
Uh-huh.
Not like it at all, because he tells, okay, I'm here to serve one monk, now 2 monks is mm-hmm. too much. And then he might complain. Another thing, this kapya has been appointed by lady bull, by daikas.
Mm-hmm.
And that money has been... Then he has to go to the daikas and speak, and daikas may be offended.
Uh-huh.
Oh, these now young monks, they are very greedy, they want to have more things. So they will start blaming.
So he's asking that, so for example, if he needs a watch, then he can come to, approach me and ask, but do you have a kapien or not? I said, yes, I have a kapien. Then he can say, okay, you can give me a watch like this. Can you speak like this?
I just want to need something, but I have no kapien. I need to think, how to solve this problem, you know?
So he actually, the proper way is to tell Yala monk, I need a watch, Yala monk. So I don't have a watch. So, but not to tell that monk, can you, to order that monk, speak with your kapien to bring my watch. It is, actually indirectly making a hint, to get a watch from the kapien.
Okay.
Which is, without invitation, usually,he can't do that without an idea. Because that copy is a layman. He tries to impose you to do something and talk to that layman. It's like commanding you so that the copy would be obliged to bring to watch you.
他说你不可以对我任何的暗示，就是说让我从近人那里到处是不可以。但是你可以直接说我需要，你可以过来直接说我需要收养。
就比库之间都可以随便说，那你我需要什么东西就直接可以说。
对，但是你不能让你按手让我从我的近人那里可以给你干。
So the proper way is actually that. This is the proper way. Now he thinks that this is a l layman's mentality. If they need something immediately, can you give me some? Monks should not behave like that. The proper way is useful to tell indirectly. Indirect speech. Indirect speech, which is more polite way. You don't command. Okay? We who study this rule, you understand that commanding, it is not Arya Vohara. Aryans never command. Okay? This is from the many rules you understand what the Buddha put the monks, they don't demand. They don't order others. They don't command others. They only say what they need. I need to watch how I get it. It will be because I can't calculate the time. I have not alarm to get up in the morning. Tell your problem first. Don't demand. The other person can understand how much necessary is for you. You have to make the other person understand that this item is necessary for me. You don't command the other person. Okay, the other person has to understand. Okay, this is the Arya Vohara of noble expressions. Or don't expect with yourself by commanding, like army commander. So, you don't become monks to command other people. You become monks just to tell. If you need something, you tell. Okay? So then now, you who have the kapya should understand. Okay, this monk needs a watch. What can I do to bring, to give him a watch? Because he really needs it. So then you have to think, okay, I will speak with my kapya. And then you can speak with the kapya to bring a watch and keep to that monk. Okay, but it depends on you. So he has not to ask you and so forth, do this with kapya. He is not Arya Vohara.
他说你不行，私下私下，不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不要不
那他一般不鼓励比库向其他人命令要求什么东西，这个如果
是命令要求
啊，
请求呀，
就他说最好不要那种这种起始性的这种人，你为我做什么什么，而是说只是表达自己需求，我需要什么什么什么，明白意思。
Even like you see, if we start this rule, you can see that now, although a monk has his private kapya,
mm-hmm.
although the procedure is never to command
mm-hmm.
the kapya, go in from the shop and buy me this.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go you there and bring me this. Mm-hmm. You never talk like that,
mm-hmm.
according to that rule. You only tell him, I need the book. You can give me the details of that book, everything, right? So what? I need this book, is very necessary for me, I want to read this book.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to give the copy,
mm-hmm.
the book. You don't tell him, go and buy me the book.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You tell only, in Pali it's called Atume, I need this.
Mm-hmm.
So the copy has to go by himself, you don't command him.
Mm-hmm.
You don't treat the copy as a servant, as a slave.
Mm-hmm.
He is not supposed to be your slave. Okay, monks never should, it's never try to command other people. It's a bad behavior. It's not Arya.
He said,
you don't
你可以指定这个书，你可以 说出来你需要这本书，指定这本书，你说出来我是需要这本书，但是你不要命令他，你去外面这本书。
就好比我把一个网上的需要的一个东西网上链接发给他，
对，
需要这个东西，这是可以有法的。
对，可以。
那你说的什么？我什么命令是？命令是什么？
命令是你其实这样。你去给我买个什么什么这个东西，比方说我你需要这本书，那你就跟他说，哎，你去某我去小二十年去给我买这本书过来，这种说法是不可以的。
就是说我需要这个东西呢，链接给你，这个是可以的。
对，你不能歧视语气，简单说就是你准确说就是你不能歧视语气，但是你可以叙述语气，我需要什么，对吧？
When the copy asking from your face, one day tell me what you need. So you can tell him, I need a book. You don't tell him, go and buy a book. You don't. command him. This is the proper behavior. So instead, another example is now even to junior monks, you shouldn't command him. Okay. This is an example of Mahatera. So whenever he wanted to drink some kilambas or something, he will tell the other monks, look, that monastery now, what is the time? 2 o'clock, no? Okay. In that monastery, monks they used to drink kilambas at this time. So then the junior monks think, maybe he wants to drink kilambas. They will go and fetch kilambas away. He never tells the other monks, now I bring you kilambas. You tell in other monastery now, what is the time now? 3 o'clock, no? In other monastery, the monks drink kilambas. You tell only that. And the other junior monk has to think, okay, our monk, he wants to drink kilambas, that's why he talks. So then he never tells, commands them. So that is the Arya Voha. You need something and so on, you tell it in a proper way, without commanding, without ordering other things to do for you.
他说不光是你的私人经历，哪怕是那个上座一下座也是这样，他那个就是上上座一下座，你也不能命令，其他说他让几个大长老，一个大长老他也会我是，他这个时候他也不能那个直接命令下座人帮助我是，他一般是这样说，就是说那个他走下到面前说，你看那个，而且现在有一个项目三年了，在他们在其他寺庙好像你看那个那三某某寺庙，下午三点钟那边人吃完以后就喝点果实。
这种这样的白大法师，然后那下午他可能会想一想，可能是我们这大长老需要喝点果实，给你做果实。他说这样的白大法师是那个圣者的白大法师，他说不是那种那个时间在压着的白大法师。那就是说上座可以直接要求萨满尼拉就不是比库之前，就要求萨满尼拉来帮我去做，这也可以，不用不需要什么现在几点暗示了，对吧？ 对萨曼尼拉来说，只有你是帮我吗？不能命令他说，不是，他现在所说的是比库之前。
对啊。
如果一个比库对萨曼尼拉来说，他不会说3点半，我说我需要喝果子，你帮我去，拿苹果。
So he's asking that can a bhikkhu order a samanera to do some work for him? Because just now this example is among the senior bhikkhu and junior bhikkhu. So how about a bhikkhu order a samanera to do something?
He can do it now. For example, teachers sometimes they can order. Uh-huh. They can order it. Because there are samanayas among samanayas. But I mean, because now they become pupils now, already. But he can't order samanayas of another teacher.
Okay.
Even a monk, who is a monk, he can actually, he knows that this samanaya has nisaya under this teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He can't order that samanaya and tell him, do this for me. Without the permission of the teacher.
From his Nisei teacher, right?
No, no, I mean, Samanera, as called, he's Nisei under the teacher.
Okay.
So then he can't tell that Samanera come to my kuti and do this work for me.
Uh-huh.
That Samanera, without the permission of the teacher.
Uh-huh.
He can't order the Samanera.
Okay.
Therefore, he has to take the permission of the teacher.
Uh-huh.
Then the teacher has to tell that Samanera, go and do this work for that monk. But you, as a pupil, can't order someone else to do this work for you. So, because you find might fall into trouble. If that someone else and so forth is missing, the teacher is looking, where is the someone else, who is gone? And he finds out that you have taken him into your kuti to do some work, the teacher might blame it. Because the someone else has done some other work. So therefore now, in that case now, we must be very discreet. In order to lead a blameless life. Now, this Vinaya is actually, we know how to restrain ourselves. To know how to lead a blameless life, that nobody is going to blame you for anything. Otherwise, other people will come and blame you. Why you did like that? Who gave you the permission to tell the Samanera to come to your duty, without taking permission from your teacher? Because that Samanera was supposed to do some other work. Now you take him, he can't do that other work, he does your work. So therefore, you know, to avoid any conflict, you must know how to deal with such situations. Even if you need something, you have to do it in the proper way so that no blame fall upon you.
他是这样，如果你是善本尼亚老师的，你是可以这样。但如果说你
你不是上面人了，这个上面人是从另一个老师去修行，然后你跟这上面人其实没有什么直接关系。那这样的话，你如果说你想让上面人做事，你要先跟那个上面人一直修息合，修息合说我让这个上面人来给我做事，然后那个一直同意的话，你才可以支持他，不然的话是不然的话是容易起冲突。
那换句话说，我达成比库了，看到上面人了，我需要他帮我做事。其实我不是他老师，我上面人帮我做事，他是有权利拒绝我的。
他有权利拒绝你，但是
他不犯任何的事情，
对，
也他就是说我不做，他就直接走了，
对，
这样也可以吗？你确定一下。
So he's asking that. So for example, he asked a seminar, a biku asked a seminar to do something for him.And this owner said, oh, you're not my teacher, and he didn't get any permission from my teacher. This owner tells that you're not my teacher, and you didn't get any permission from my teacher. So I reject to do anything for you, to do this work for you. So is this kind of a response allowed from this owner?
It depends on the owner, I don't know. Because usually it is not... The fault of Samanera to reply that, like, it is not the fault of Samanera to reply like that.
What?
Actually, not the fault of Samanera to reply like that.
Uh-huh.
Samanera can't reply. Because actually, now, according to the rules, the duties which Samanera has to do towards Upajaya, Acharya, it is, they can't serve other people who they know, as called, they are not favorable to unsold teacher. So therefore now, even if somebody asks them, another senior monk asks him, do this favor for me. Mm-hmm. If Samanera knows that the teacher does not know this monk, he is a stranger monk. So therefore now, the duty of Samanera is not to serve that senior monk. He has to comply the school to the teacher. Mm-hmm. Then the Samanera can ask one day, I will ask my teacher and will come and serve.
Okay.
That is the way the Samanera has to reply.
Okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
I will ask my teacher.
Uh-huh.
Then the senior monk must understand, okay, the Samanera does his duties.
Uh-huh.
He has the duties towards his teacher.
Uh-huh.
You can't serve anybody, like randomly, anybody comes and asks him.
Uh-huh.
So, but if that another senior monk is friendly terms with the teacher,
uh-huh.
the Samanera knows, okay, very good relation with my teacher, then of course he should serve that other monk. But even then, that monk should not demand much from the Samanera. So then, and ordering is also not good, okay? He can actually put it across like, look, I don't have this thing now, I'm missing, I did not get today, I didn't get Kilamasa today, nobody is there to serve Kilamasa. You can tell indirect ways without ordering Samanera. It's not good. Then the Samanera has to think, okay, this monk did not get Kilamasa, I should bring some Kilamasa with him. So therefore, in order to avoid conflict also, because if the teacher comes to know that you demand from my Samanera, from my pupils Kilamasa and so on, so there might be some misunderstandings. So then one must use this indirect way to know, to show only what one needs. I need this, I need Kilamasa, I did not get Kilamasa today, nobody is able to take Kilamasa, I'm very thirsty. You can use that stem, why I, not you. I suppose what you should do, you do.
首先那个是首先一点，就是这件事下半年他是这样讲，没有任何错误。他这样，但是他如果这样讲的话，没有任何错误。但是那个一般来说呢，最好是对上半年来讲，他最好是这样讲，就是说。那个班姐，这问题等一下，我先问一下我的老师，我老师给我同意的话，我去给你做，是最适合表演方式。但是如果像你刚才说那样，你也没法找到什么错。但是如果像这种情况，但是如果说那个他上半年知道他那个什么，你跟那个
关系
好，跟你的老师关系很好，那他可以直接给你做，因为他知道你这个肯定可以修。
就看自己上半年他自己意愿，按照这个意愿来做这个事情，拒绝同意都是他的一个。都可以做的一个决定。
同意啊，同意，就算他自己同意啊，按说他也应该问一下老师。
对，也要问一下老师。
对，因为这是上半年义务里边，就是说你这个东西，比方说你那个时间，如果老师让你做事的话，你比方说同样这个时间，如果老师让你做事的话，你不应该服务其他人，你就应该服务你老师。所以说，一定要听取老师许可。然后再有一点就是，即便这种情况，即便你跟老师关系很好，然后你让上半年做事，你也尽量不应，你
你也尽量不要提出太多要求，而你们尽量也不应该使用命令的语气，你还是使用
就是我
需要什么，
就是说我需要什么，我需要看你懂不懂我的意思，
对
吧？就类似于这种，
对，就是这样。
So now, except if this Samanera is a good friend, is a good friend, you can tell him, I don't have kilamasi, can you bring some kilamasi like?
Uh-huh.
You can then, if he's friend, uh-huh. you are in friendly terms with him, uh-huh. he does not mind.
Uh-huh.
He was also very friendly, he wants here to help.
Uh-huh.
You can tell him sometimes, but all the time, you do this for me, you do that. This is very bad.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, 他说如果认识上班的深深的好朋友的话，你也可以就是你们两个关系非常好的话，你也可以就是你去帮我做这事情，但是你不可以总是在说你给我做这个你给我做那个，这样的话很不好。
你现在说的是比库
不是
上上座全部对下座的一个顺序，
比库对上门了，
对，还有比库对比库也是上座对下座的，
对，
下座不能对上座有任何说我需要什么什么都不行的。
So he's asking kind of junior monk ask a senior monk, soI need this and that, something, I need this and that.
It's time for Gilambasa. It's good.
And then we expect the senior man to bring a Gilambasa, what? Why you tell him? So you can tell, but don't expect from a senior man to bring a Gilambasa. Now, I told you this example, that was a Mahadeva. He used to tell junior monks like that.Because usually junior monks, they have to prepare kilamasa for the senior monks.
Yes, yes.
But not the junior monk expecting that the senior monk will go and prepare kilamasa for the junior monk.
Mm-hmm.
It is not nice.
Okay.
But you can directly tell now, for example, other things. Now today, it's called, I do not drink any kilamasa at all. So then, in that case now, maybe the senior monk will understand, okay,I did not get any fruits today, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Lunch, no fruits at all. Mm-hmm. And then the senior monk used to think, oh, he did not get any fruits. He might tell other samanas, bring him some fruits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then, that is also possible.
Mm-hmm.
That is acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Acceptable between monks is acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
So then, but that is indirect way.
Mm-hmm.
But you refer only to yourself, don't refer to others. Today I go for Vidabhata, I do not get any fruits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell the senior monk. So then if the senior monk thinks, okay, he don't get fruits, he might tell the daigas, okay, quickly go and bring fruits to serve this monk. So this can be also done, but if you expect from the senior monk this kind of service, it's also not good.
Mm-hmm.
Usually we don't expect from senior monks any service. That is, again, depends on the, how friendly we are with the senior monk. You can also tell to the senior monk about other monks, for example. Other monks do not get fruits at all.
Mm-hmm.
So that the senior monk has to look after, today no fruits in the Dhanasara,
mm-hmm.
for example, and the senior monk is to look after the fruits.To tell other samanagas who were to quickly cut and clean fruits or to serve other ones.
Mm-hmm.
But for oneself, it's not, it becomes too selfish.
Mm-hmm.
So, for others, you can. For others, you can command or something. Go and bring and serve. You can tell samanagas, go and serve that senior man, the other man. No problem. This is for others, it's not for you.
你的命令语气，你比方说你是命令上面要去服务另外一个，服务另外一个，然后反再使用的命令语气，那个打扰了，你看你真的会去服务一下这个，但是不要让命令上面来服务你自己，这样
就是说可以说指派他说，哎，大壮了，等会来你帮他全部弄好，可以这样，
对，但
是不会说你不要你帮我弄这个东西，
对，不是说这个本来是你的义务，然后你让上面来弄那个什么，
哦，本义务。
Samaneras ask question about Samaneras.
No,
no.
Okasa vanda.
Shavati.
Maya katam punyam samina anumoditatam.
Sadhu sadhu.
Samina katam punyam maya anumoditatam.
Sadhu sadhu anumoditatam.
Sadhu sadhu anumodami. Okasa vanti ne katam sabam vachyam kamasme pante.
Kamasme. Shavati.
Thank you.